November 28th, 2023, RDA meeting.
I do the agenda, sir.
1:30 on the dot.
Do we have a call in? Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to the Kane County Redevelopment Agency. Meeting being held today, November 28th, 2023 at 1:30 p.m. in the school boardroom in Kanab, Utah at the Kanab Center. Welcome everybody, all the commissioners, and Candace, thank you for being here.
Please hold your applause and comments till the end.
We'll call the meeting to order. First item of business is the consent agenda. We met back in July, which was when we redid the RDA in reference to out at the solar farm or the solar project, the Glen Canyon, resetting some of the boundaries. I don't know if you had a chance to review that, but take a motion to approve the meeting minutes from July 11, 2023.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The consent agenda. Approval was unanimous. We'll go into the regular agenda. We only have one item on our agenda today. It's review and vote on the contract with UAC for the CRA administrative assistance. I think you've all had hopefully a chance to look at it. Rob, the original contract from UAC had some things that Rob didn't feel comfortable with, so I worked with Brandy. She didn't have a problem with the changes that Rob suggested. Some of it had to do with if there was over expenditures, like how do you deal with those, and kind of some minor things. But bottom line is the contract's $4,000 with $1,500 a year, with $1,500 for each project, which each CRA, we have two of them. So that's what?
$7,000
a year, and they will help us make sure we get all the taxation right, and any other thing that we might be missing being new to this whole CRA area projects. Any concerns about the contract? Comments?
I didn't have any concerns about the contract. I feel like this makes sense. I'm not looking to spend more money, but the CRAs are so complex. They're obviously new to our county. They're new to a lot of counties. And there's been other counties in the state get this very wrong, and it's caused them significant hardship. UAC has got a lot of experience. They're not trying to take advantage of us. They're simply trying to provide a service for us, I think, at a very reasonable price. I think this is money well spent just to make sure that we get this done right. And so we've got a resource we can go to when we don't have the answers.
Right. And also, I should turn my mic on. Sorry. What are you going to say? Well, there's an administrative cost that we're able to collect from both of them, which would more than pay for the cost. And in fact, out at the Glen Canyon, it's 10% first comes off of the money that's then split. So really 90% is split between the taxing entities. I think that's what I read. But either way, we have money. I'm just not sure. One thing I'll have to work with the clerk is making sure it's put in the budget for this year with the RDA budget so we can pay that money. I'm not sure if we've collected any money or not. So in the absence of having money, maybe we'll have to take it out of the general fund. I don't know. Do you have any, Shamil, do you have any clarification on that? Do we have any money in the RDA at all?
This was the first trigger year for the Eastside one, and so I don't know that we've collected anything in there yet. We're still working through all the process of how it's supposed to work, just because it is our first one and we're pretty new to it. But I believe that the administrative fee on that one is only 2.5% of what they collect. So that being said, I don't think that that amount would cover the initial contract amount right now. Down the road, when that CRA begins to get built out and start to have more income revenue coming in, then I think that percentage, that 2.5% is going to amount to a bigger dollar amount over time as the project gets built out. But
so
in the beginning, it's kind of slim.
So maybe we have to pay out of the general fund this year and then reimburse the general fund when there is money there to cover it. Maybe we're talking 7,000, but on the whole scheme, it's not a lot.
Yeah. So it, the Glen Canyon one, I'm not sure that they set a trigger year that I'm aware of.
They haven't, but this would cover both of the Sierra. This contract doesn't cover just Glen Canyon. It covers both the East Zion and Glen Canyon. So we could technically pay it out of part out of both or one.
Right. I was just thinking that the 4,000 was the lump sum and then 1,500 per project. So I don't know that we'd have to expend the 1,500 for Glen Canyon yet.
Yeah.
I guess that is a question for Brandy. I'll ask her. I don't know if you know they take them on all at once or it's until it's triggered, but that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. But well, I will follow up with Brandy on that.
Because it was my understanding when Brandy and Sherry came down to meet with us that we were contracting for both right now, and part of the reason was the setting up it'd be in advance is the a critical component to getting this RDA CRA thing correct. Mm-hmm. Like some of the other counties, and I think we were headed down that direction too until they said something, hadn't set up their adjustment of rates correctly, and then they were scrambling to come up with the funding. So I think it's important to do all at once, and I think that's why the contract included all at once. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we had discussed in person, and that's what the contract reflects as well. So,
okay, I'll find that out. But just for clarification, if we paid it out of the general fund, where do we? Is it out of like a non-departmental, out of commissioner, or out of what?
We could take it out of the non-departmental, out of the miscellaneous line item.
Okay,
that should be enough to cover that.
Okay. Okay, any other questions? Comments?
None for me.
Okay, if not, I'll entertain a motion for item one, review and vote on the contract for with UAC for CRA administrative assistance.
All right, I'll make a motion to approve the contract with UAC as written. For CRA administrative assistance, the term of the contract is November 1st, 2023 through October 31st, 2025 to include both of our RDA projects.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Item one, the contract with the UAC for Sierra Administrative Services was approved unanimously. I will entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I move we adjourn.
Meeting is adjourned at 1:37.
Thank you. Kelly, thank you for being here. It was almost like we were talking to ourselves and then here